Ben Ish Chai in Parsha Shmos. Right, so it says, the Ben Ish Chai says, Vaya im lo yaminu lecha v'lo yishmu lekol ha'ot harishon. This is speaking about when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to enter Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to know, how would he show the people that he's the goel? How will they believe in him, that he's come to reveal them? So he said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him signs. And he said, if you didn't believe in the first ot, don't believe in the second, the last ot. If they don't believe in these two signs, and they won't listen to your voice, you'll take from the waters of the Nile, and the pasuk goes on to explain, and you make it into blood. V'yine, says the Ben Ish Chai, hadikdukim rabu psukim. There's many, many things to, you know, to be medayik, to investigate in these psukim. Uberashotai ala Torah, and what I explained in the Torah, I explained nachon bezat Hashem. I explained them in properly, these dikdukim. Bekedei lehakel b'hotzat hatfus. Then it was very hard to print safer, and it was very expensive. In order to be easier on printing, with expensive printing. Ata lo yaveti dvarim kana. So I didn't bring what I already wrote in a different sefer here. For gam harav bina leitim, it's a sefer. Hevi zchon rabah. Hevi diktukim pasuk. He also had certain things to enlighten us in this pasuk. Ube otam, he explained them lenachon in a very nice pshat, says the Ben Ish Chai. Vahainu, and that is to say, Da'ita kavana bezeh, the kavana of these signs that Moshe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Ashrish Hayamuna Yishara, to put into us deeply this proper emuna, this proper trust in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shurui lamin shuyid barach, that it's fitting for us to believe that he, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's the reasoning which is encompassing in his simple rotzen, in all these things, in all aspects of creation, whether hen letov, hen lahafcho, whether it's good, whether it's the opposite of good, i.e. bad, right? I Kodesh Baruch Hu, his rotzen apashut, his simple rotzen, is kolel, is contained within it, both good and bad. It doesn't mean the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is bad. It means even the bad in the world, its shorsho, its root is in his essence, his goodness. That means the bad really is good on a deeper level. Okay? For kol ha-shinuyim habayim mira latov, and all the differences between bad and good, and from good to bad, yeah? When something is good and turns into bad, whatever. Hem kefi yotam misudarim mugbalim mechefzo yitbarach. They're because they are ordered and bounded from the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, through the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'lo ka'otam ha'choshvim, not like those who think, shepoel hatov lachur upoel hara lachur. It's not like those chas v'shalom who think that there's someone who does good in the world, there's someone else who does ra in the world. That is two dominions to the world. No, that's not the pshat. V'hodiyo b'zeh, and he made known with this, al hashinui, on the change, efshaliyot me'et shloshat stadim. Maybe it means the three sides, means there's three aspects. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's O HaPashut, his simple self, and there's his goodness, expression of his goodness, and the expression of Kiyochol, the tzad of not good, that is expression.
Goodness, not good,
and his O HaPashut, his simple self. Maybe, and that all these three sides are basically one. The O HaPashut represents before the creation of this world, that there's all kivyachol, just God's simple self, which is his essence, his complete goodness, and then the after creation of the world is a representation of God's goodness, and kivyachol, the negation, chas v'shalom, of God's simple self, and the creation of ra, which is also Be'etzem, comes from God, and therefore Be'essence, it's also a representation of His ultimate goodness. Because also the Tov, the Ra, is an expression of His deeper, or Pashut, His deeper inner goodness. Okay. V'hinei l'fi amur, according to this, kol ha'otot, these three signs, right? Ha'elu, ha'yu kudei lo'odia, to make known to us, the poel ha'tov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, who poel, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who expresses His goodness, right? Who poel ha'ra, He's the same as the person who expresses chas v'shalom, the ra in the world, right? V'lo shi'yesh chas v'shalom, shtei rishuyot, and not like those who think there's two separate dominions in the world. Kedas apikosim, the das of those apikosim. V'lechein, tiknu, anshek nefdegdoda, anshek nefdegdoda, the special takana. Loma, b'chol yom, b'bilkas kriyishma, the brachot of kriyishma, yotze o, the formation of light, uvore choshech, and the creation of darkness. The Ken Ba'arvis, and similarly in at night time when we read the brachas, we say Golel O, He like reveals the light, Mipnei Achosh, from in front of the darkness, V'choshech, and the darkness from in front of the light. Laskir, in order that even at night time we will mention Midas Yom, the midah of the day, the measure of the day, Belaila at night, and also Midah Laila, we will mention the midah of night time beyond, during the daytime. That's a Gemara in Brachos. Yudalav on base. Today, kedei lehotzi milev atoim, in order to remove from those hearts of those who are making mistakes, umatim, those who are making mistakes and cause others to make mistakes, sheomrim shtei reshuyos, there are two different dominions in the world. And those who created light, lo bara choshech, didn't create darkness. Therefore, tiknu, they enacted anshei kneset gedolah. So lahazkir, to mention, midas laila, the midah of night, biyom, at day, midas yom balaila, and the midah of day, at night, lohorot, to teach us, ala achdut hashalem, that they all comes from one source. Kel echad bara shneim, one God created both good and bad, ba'achaduto hapashut, from His simple unity, which is represented in the Or Pashut before the creation of the world. The Kamosha Katav, and similar to who the wrote, Marana Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef, Kaniska, Bishalmiti, was mentioned in the Shalmiti, Venirali, Vishat Dishmaya, Tam Acher, Bema Shetiknu, Laskir, Midas Hayom, Velaila. This is the base of the Shalmiti with Beis Yosef. Right? Why in Ma'ariv and Shacharis, in the brachos of Krishma, we mentioned Midas Alayla B'Yom and Midas Yom B'Alayla, right?
To show it's all one.
That's one answer. Now we're giving another answer. The other answer is, Hu ki be'emet ein lecha sha'a b'yom. There's no moment in the day she'ein b'alayla. It's not night. The world's a globe, he's going to explain. Ve'ein lecha sha'a b'alayla she'ein b'yom. Right? There's no time at night. There's no day. Like it says in Sefer Bris, Sha'aretz hi kaduri, the aretz is round. V'talui al merkazo be'emtzen, it's fixed in the middle of the world. Avir ha'shamayim, the air of the heavens, al blima, that is standing in the air of the heavens with no good explanation. Gezeret Hashem akeyid barach. But the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ubnei adam yoshivim al shetach hakadur misaviv, they're standing on the shadow of this kadur around the world, right? Which I didn't mean when he says without reason. Yeah. It means without reason, you know, like, obviously there's without laws cause, of physics. Yeah, no, there's laws of physics, you understand? There's gravity, there's all these things, right? He's not speaking about that. He means that even the concept of laws of physics, right, they deep on a deeper way, no one really understands why gravity has to be this way and not another way. Mm-hmm. There are certain basic things which we don't understand. So, like, you don't understand why the world has to be this way. Now that the world is this way, right, we can understand it. But why the world was created in this form and these rules and these things, maybe, right?
We can't conceive.
We can't. That ultimately is dependent on an understanding of a creation of God. Mm-hmm. That's something that's hidden from us. full understanding. V'kadua aretz halazu b'chlalo tamid chetzi yorachad, and this world, tamid, half of it is day, v'chetzi shekenegdo, and the half against it is night, because we're the sun. The kamosh hashemesh mekif uba la'ir tamid chetzi kadua aretz. The shemesh comes to give light to half of this ball, this earth. Kamochen atzel ba'alachorav, the cells, the shadows on the other side. Makiv lachshich, it's around to give darkness. Tamid achetzi asher kenegdo nichocho, which is against the side of the sun, like the kadur haaretz, it's against the sun. But you're asking that what's the night? Night, it doesn't have no light. It has light. It represents the hiddenness of God. God's still there. He's still present, right? But it takes much more emunah, much more trust to see God in the darkness. That's why night is associated with emunah. Chesed, its clarity is associated with Yom Boker, the lashon of Levaker. These things are seen clearly. Night is the lashon of Mniyah, Choshech, something which you're unable to see. It's chashuch. It's distant. It's you need emunah to see God. You need a much stronger emunah to see God in the darkness of the day, of the night. Whereas in the clarity of the day, it's a different routine. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a base of Mikdash, that represents Geula, that remembers day, right? And then there's night, which is Choshech, which represents the Golus, which is harder to see God. God's hidden from us. He's there, but he's hidden. Mm-hmm. Now go back to the Ben Ishai. But Ofel, Kishuhu Yom, Medinazu, when it's day in this country, as hu laila medina shekenegdo, it's night in the medina, in the country that's against this same side of the kadur, of the land, right? Ala aretz muna be'eva sheni, the other side. V'zeh achetzi kadur sheni, hu nochach achetzi kadur shenachnu omdim bo. This, where there's light on the other side exactly, is the day. Lo nigla le'enei ha'amim. This wasn't known to the wise people of the world, right? The time that America was discovered. Lechad mechachmei goyim, one of the chachmei of the goyim, chelek gadol ba'aretz achetzi kadur hasheni, sheshalcho melech Sfar, melech Sfar sent him, Im Giburei Chayil, strong people, Ushmo America, and his name was America. So he was told the name person who sent him was America Vespucci. America Vespucci. That's America, because yeah. But Oniyot Rabot, with many ships, Im Anshei Chayil, with strong people, V'Kavash Ha'aretz Hachadashahi, and he conquered this new land. V'nikrit al-shmo, America, and it was called America on the name of this person. Ach, till today it's called America. Ach, in kol zeh, even so, timsa ki rabotein rizal, our rabbis, b'zoha kadosh, hikiru b'zeh, b'ruach kodsham, they knew about this, b'ruach kodsham. V'ramzu, ala aretz hazot, it's hinted in this, that the land is round, b'zoha, b'parashas v'yikra, daf yud. This is the Lashon of the Zohar. It's Asa B'Yeshuva. There's a land, there's a place, B'Yeshuva, in the world. Kad Nahir Le'ilin, when it's light here, Chashich Le'ilin, it's darkness on the other side. U'Le'ilin Yamama, and in this place it's day. Le'ilin Lilia, in the other side it's night. Ayin Sham, look there. Ve'erich B'zeh HaRav B'Noam L'Shono, Ayin Sham. And the Rav explains in his words, look there. V'lechein b'zeh matzinu tov tam, we have a good reasoning. Lama shenachnu maskirim midas laila b'yom midas yom b'laila, because everywhere in the world there's one place which is dark, there's another place which is night. Ki be'emes be'et asher etzleinu yom, where by us it's day. Hinei hu laila be'ev hasheni shekenegdo, it's night in the place against it. Vu ma'ma katu mamash yom v'laila lo yishbotu, day and night will always be in the world. One place where it's day, the other place will be night. He's going to explain that in life, there's no such thing which is only good. Life has good and bad. It's ma'urav. It's mixed. Right? But ofen achen nirali. Now he's going to say it in this other way. B'siyat dishmaya hatam. The maskirim midas laila biyom. We mentioned the midah of night at day, and midah yom balaila, right? And then the or remes lemidas rachamim. Light is a revelation of the midah of rachamim, of mercy. Shemimenu yimashech hatov. From it comes good. V'choshech remes lemidas adin. Choshech represents the din in the world, right? Shemimenu yimashech hayisurim v'atzarot. From it comes the bad that happens to a person, all the bad things. V'ramzu anshei knesset gdola, and anshei knesset gdola hinted in this way, la'adam b'tikun ha'shevach hazeh, in saying these, the brachas of Kriyat Shema, b'chol yom, in each day, shim yir'eh atzmo omed b'tova v'shalva, if he sees himself in a good place, everything's going good for him, what happens to the shua or, that represents the light, lo yiv'at, he shouldn't kick chas v'shalom and say, you know, v'yishman yishurim v'yiv'at, Kaddish Yom, where they have everything, it's very easy for a person to forget a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what does he do? Kamo shekatu, v'yishman yishurim v'yivat. Ele yachshov, he should think, v'yaleh alibo, he should put on his heart, et ha-choshech, the bad. And the Gemara says also, yisku yom ha-misa, when the Yetzirah plays on a person, so he mentions Torah, Kriyat Shema, but eventually Yisku Yom HaMisa, a person has to remind himself of the bad in the world. When a person reminds himself of the bad, and just at the moment he has all this goodness, he will come to understand it, that ultimately this goodness came from Kriyat Shema Baruch Hu, because the Choshech is something which is imminent in the world.
So we need night.
Yeah, we need night in order that we'll appreciate the light, and that the light won't take us away from the Kriyat Shema Baruch Hu. Mirov ha tov, from the majority of good that is in the world, a person can easily forget its creator. If the world was just day, if there was only good in the world, it'd be very easy for man to forget his creator. So the choshech in the world is to show us that tov, that goodness, be'etzim comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not man himself who made it.
So
we need to mention and think about the bad in times of good, right? To realize that goodness is a gift from Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it could be very easy that we could have that bad. And that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a recognition, and a hakara satov, a recognition of that goodness which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, that always, the darkness is always there to enable us to recognize that this goodness comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu and connect with Him. Shemimenu yavoa tzarot v'yesurin, from the choshech comes the bad. V'miyira atzma omed b'choshech, and similarly, when a person is in a dark place, tzarot v'yesurin, bad things are happening to him, then we need to remember the good of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al yitya'esh min ha-rachamim. Then we don't have yush, we don't give up hope from that rachamim, from the mercy, from the goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ela ya'aleh alibo. It will go on his heart, et ha'or, the light. She yizrach alav b'tov v'mnucha. Will go on him with goodness and menucha and restfulness. I.e., he'll, at the time of tzar, he has to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. Kodesh Baruch Hu with him in the Sa'ah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give him that good. And it's just a moment of night, a moment of darkness, which will bring him ultimately that goodness. And he shouldn't be mityayesh, he shouldn't be give up hope from that goodness which is going to come. Because always day comes after night.
Mm-hmm.
Always galus, always gula comes after galus. You need the goddess to come to the gula. You need the night to see the day. Lekach tiknu. Therefore, they made this takana laskim midas laila biyom. Mention the midah of night during the day, and the midah of day during the night, for these two reasons. V'aramati b'satish my time acherim b'zev v'lois gauti po. I mentioned the Ben Shchai has other reasons. I didn't mention them. Why is the day called only rachmim, and it's not called chesed? So, and it's, you don't see that there's chesed, even though you say in the pasuk it says, yeah, that b'boker chastecha, right, in the morning is your chesed. Because really, if you look at the day, the beginning of the day said a lot of shachet, it's still night, and it's because the sun's rising and there's more light in the world, but there's still an element of darkness. And then as the sun goes through, the highest level of light in the world is Chatzot day, the middle of the day, when the sun's above you. And then there's no tzel, there's no shadow. But all the other parts of the day, there's a little bit of shadow, there's a little bit of darkness. Right. So day represents a combination of Chesed and Din. And even when after Chatzot, it's going down the sun. So there's more darkness coming in until finally the sunset, and then darkness comes in, right? So the concept of day is not a concept of complete light. It's a mixture of light and day, but there's more light. Even nighttime is not complete darkness. It's a mixture of light and day. The point of complete darkness, so to speak, right? If we didn't have the moon and the stars, would be Chatzot Laila. Then there would be darkness, Kneged Chatzot Yom. But since nighttime has the moons and the stars, so nighttime will never have complete darkness. It always has light. And even at the new moon, when there's new moon, you still have the stars. So there's always an aspect of light during during night. And that's because Kodesh Baruch Hu's with us. The darkness is not something which is real. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's God hiding himself from us. Right? Choshech represents Mania, a prevention of the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. He's behind the darkness. He's behind our suffering. And the purpose of that is to bring out our light, our inner light. And then we'll come to the day. That's what Gaula is. Gaulus is there in order for us to learn from the gods, to change, in order to bring on the Gaula, to bring on the light.